You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. A former federal prosecutor is calling for an independent special counsel to investigate any ties between Donald Trump's campaign and Russia now that President Trump has fired the director of the FBI. Barbara McQuaid is the former U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Michigan, and she joins us now. Now, in the interest of full disclosure, we should note that you and other U.S. attorneys were fired by President Trump, which is not all that unusual with a change in the presidency. Now, with that out of the way, you wrote an opinion piece that was published in the Washington Post. Why did you feel compelled to write it?
Well, I wanted to share the viewpoint really in defense of law enforcement about how important independence is in the criminal justice system. You know, there's all kinds of political chatter going on from the right and the left. And I think those of us who work in law enforcement really take great pride in tuning out that noise and working on the facts. And so I was troubled that Director Comey had been fired. It concerns me, and I think it really elevates the call we've heard from other corners about the need now for an independent counsel just to insulate this decision from any political outcry. At some point, someone's going to have to decide whether to charge or not charge someone with some crimes relating to the Russia interference. And I think to have public confidence in that decision, we want it to be done by someone with independence.
Let's talk about Comey for a second. There are Democrats and there are Republicans who don't like James Comey. Democrats because of the way he dealt with the Clinton email investigation, and Republicans because he's contradicted President Trump's claims that he was wiretapped by Barack Obama. What do you know about Comey?
Well, I know him a little bit. I see him as someone who's very independent, very much his own man. And I think that's one of the things that I like about him. He is revered within law enforcement circles, I think, because he is a strong and independent leader, which they really pride themselves on in law enforcement.
Right. You know a lot of FBI agents. You probably talk to them.
I do. And he was revered. He was really well respected because he cared deeply about the mission, but also because it was clear he wasn't going to be pushed around from the right or the left. He served under Republicans. He served under Democrats. And sometimes he made decisions that were unpopular with the party that appointed him. But I think that's what we want in a law enforcement leader, is someone who's going to call, you know, balls and strikes as he sees them and not be influenced by partisan politics.
What did you think of the reasons outlined by President Trump and the Justice Department recommendations to fire Comey?
They strike me as a little odd, especially in terms of the timing. The memo that was written for the basis for the firing related to his handling of the Clinton email investigation to her detriment last July, based on President Trump's public comments. That's very different from how he viewed the situation.
During the campaign, right.
And if you thought that was improper in July, why wait until now to fire him? Why not fire him January 20th when President Trump first took office? So it seemed, at least to suggest to me, I had some skepticism that that was the one and only reason for the firing.
There is concern that Comey was involved in this investigation into Russian collusion or interference in the elections. It's been pointed out to me that the FBI director doesn't actually conduct investigations. FBI special agents do, and they'll continue to investigate without Comey. So how does firing Comey change anything?
Well, no doubt there are agents in the field who are dedicated, who are agents of integrity, who will continue to do their work on this and other cases. But, you know, ultimately someone at the very highest levels is going to have to make a decision in this case, a recommendation to Justice Department lawyers about whether to prosecute or not prosecute. In a case this sensitive, that decision is going to come from the very highest level. So whoever is his replacement is going to have to say to those agents, thanks for your work, we're going to recommend prosecution or not. And I think that's where the importance of having an independent decision maker is critically important.
We don't know who President Trump might appoint as FBI director, whomever that might be. How difficult will it be for people to have confidence that that person is independent of the White House?
I think it's a real uphill battle. I think that whoever that person is going to have to be someone with a track record of independence. And there are plenty of people out there. But this person also will have to be confirmed by the Senate. So we'll have a chance, I think, to explore some of that person's motivation and experience and history through Senate confirmation hearings. And based on what I've been hearing from both parties, I think both parties are concerned and want to make sure that that person can have public confidence in any decision that he or she makes.
Why do you recommend a special counsel, an independent prosecutor, to investigate this Russia-Trump campaign connection?
There had already been people calling for an independent counsel just to avoid any appearance that people appointed by President Trump are those investigating and making charging decisions on a case that could ultimately implicate him or his administration. I think that creates an appearance of a conflict of interest. Now that President Trump has fired the FBI director, who's in charge of making that investigative recommendation about whether to bring charges, it's really sort of escalated the need to have an independent counsel. The most important thing is that the public have confidence that that decision is made on facts and law and not politics. Taking it out of that chain of command at the Department of Justice to someone who's independent will help instill public confidence in the decision.
Senator Mitch McConnell, the majority leader, says there's really no need for a special prosecutor. There are committees in the Senate and in the House. They're conducting investigations. Why is that not enough?
They have a very different purpose, and those investigations are important, too, and I'm pleased that they're going on. But in the FBI and at the Department of Justice, of course, the purpose of an investigation is for criminal charges. The Senate or the House, I suppose, could lead to impeachment proceedings, but it may not relate to the president. You may find someone else within government has acted inappropriately, and so I think their functions are very different, and that's why an independent counsel is necessary for the criminal investigation.
The Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, would typically decide whether to appoint a special counsel, but Sessions has recused himself from the Russia investigation. That leaves the decision up to Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. What do you know about him?
I worked alongside him. He was the U.S. Attorney in Baltimore during the time I was U.S. Attorney in Detroit, and you know, he was someone who was not only the U.S. attorney during the Obama administration, he had been the U.S. attorney during the Bush administration. So he is really widely respected as someone who is nonpartisan, who is respected in law enforcement circles. I have confidence in his decision making, and I'm hopeful that he will understand the point I'm making about the need for public confidence and go ahead and appoint an independent counsel just to diminish some of this political charge from this case.
How likely do you think that is?
I think it's likely. You know, the last time we saw this was when Scooter Libby was charged with leaking information
Dick
about
Cheney's aide. Yeah.
Yeah, he had been an aide to Dick Cheney. So that's the kind of scenario where, you know, whether the prosecutor is or isn't biased, and probably not, but it creates a public perception that you are, you know, investigating and charging the very people you work for. There's an inherent conflict of interest there. So it was done in that case. It's been done in other cases. Ken Starr in the Whitewater investigation, for example. This is a perfect case for an independent counsel. There's not a real serious downside to doing it. I mean, other than inefficiency, I suppose. You can't have an independent counsel investigating everything or it'd be difficult to get your work done. There is a commitment of resources to doing it.
Although Ken Starr was criticized for really taking his authority to the nth degree and spending a lot of money.
He went well beyond the scope of the Whitewater investigation, I believe, in that case. So you're right. So there is some potential downside that the case could go far afield. But, you know, in this case, again, where public confidence is so important, I think an independent counsel would be appropriate.
So what if nothing happens? No special counsel. The FBI is told by the new director to end the investigation.
I suppose that could happen. And oftentimes we don't really know what's going on. We don't know what the facts are. I think that would create a lot of public suspicion and skepticism and ultimately undermines the legitimacy of our institutions of government. It's so important that the public have faith in what the FBI does, in what the Justice Department does. I love the Department of Justice. I have loved it because of its mission. We are not the Department of Prosecution, the Department of Public Safety. We are the Department of Justice, which means we do the right thing. If people don't have confidence in that going forward, I think it really creates chaos.
Barbara McQuaid is the former U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Michigan, currently a law professor at the University of Michigan. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks very much, Lester.